You know, I call her to find out the teacher's name, you know.
Oh, your Japanese school teacher's name?
No. Japanese school, I know, but grammar school.
Did she remember?
Oh, yeah. Oh, she's a Terminal Island cabinet.
Oh, she's with the Terminal Island Club?
The cabinet, and secretary or something. So, her and her brother, she's Nakasaki no girl, you know. You know, Bill Nakasaki? He's a Terminal Island.
He's one of the officers.
Prison,
yeah.
I think.
I don't know him, I heard his name.
Well, Bill Nakasaki's sister.
So she's, you think she might be willing to be interviewed to you, Mr. Sato?
I think so.
Okay, well, maybe after you can tell her it was a good experience or something, maybe she will want
she
to.
She might have different, you know.
Yeah, I think everybody has different things. To start, though, I thought, you were saying that both your parents and
your grandmother,
you want to talk a little bit about your mother and father?
Well,
name? If you don't mind, name and where you're from.
Wakayama Ken. And my grandpa's name is Tsurumatsu Kamei. And grandma's name is Toe Kamei. And my father's name is Yaematsu Higashi. And mother is Kura Higashi.
When you talk about your grandparents, are these your mother and father's parents? Your mother's parents?
Yes,
parents?
My father's parents didn't come.
Do you know approximately when your grandparents came?
I don't know. But my father came in 1902.
Your mother and your grandparents came together, right?
No, my mother and grandmother came together. And grandpa came first, so they must be way before than my father, huh?
I see. Do you know why your grandparents came from Tokyo? They didn't come immediately to Tokyo.
No, I think to Seattle. Well, I guess that Wakayama is real country, huh? So I guess he wants to meet somebody, so he came here. My grandpa's, my grandpa was doing real well.
Fishing. In Terminal Island? In the United States?
I think, And he, you know, sent money to Japan, and he bought property, and when we went back, he had quite a bit of property, so I guess he worked through there.
Do you know if your grandfather was a fisherman in Japan?
First farmer and then fisherman. No, in Japan, well maybe in Japan too.
So he first came to the United States and then
he farmed.
In Seattle. And then, sent for your mother.
Mother and grandma, and then mother's sister.
Did they go to Seattle too?
Yes, And then they came here. I think there was no Terminal Island at that time. East San Pedro Canal. It's near the ferry. I guess, I know, it's different now, you know. And then I think Terminal Island, long time ago, don't it?
90, huh? I tried a long time. So, how did your mother and father meet then? Your father was
Ken. See, they came from same place. Same, Ken and same, Mura. Ungui, you know. The Mura name is Ungui, the town. And, I guess, it's fixed.
Fixed marriage. Your mother and father's marriage was. They're introduced or something.
See, my father is the youngest son, so then my mother is the oldest daughter. So, you know, her name is, my name is Kamei when we go to Japan. took after my mother's name.
Your mother's name. Mm-hmm. Oh, I see. Is that your father was a
Yoshi? Higashi. Yoshi.
Yoshi. Uh-huh.
Right? Oh, so, one of my brother here is Kame, and then another brother, Higashi. Two different names, your name.
So, your mother and father met, arranged marriage in Solomon Island, and they met. And then, can I ask you when you were born?
Oh, yeah. November 3rd, 1919.
And how many children were there in your family?
Four. Isao, and, myself, I'm the oldest, Mio. And Itao, and Katya, and Etsuko.
Mm-hmm. And you were all born in Terminal in 1912. Sorry. 1919.
1919.
And your father was a fisherman?
Yes, uh-huh.
Did he, do you know, did he own his own boat?
Well, you know, they had a boat. Uh-huh. Small boat. Two partners. Another Higashi family, and we, my father had a.
Did your mother work?
No. But most of the lady worked at the cannery. My mother didn't work.
Okay. So why don't we start and talk about, and maybe as far back as you can remember, you know, when you were growing up on Terminal Island. When you were growing up, you lived on Terminal Island? Can you describe maybe a little bit the house that you lived in, what you remember it looked like?
Well, it's a barrack.
All same houses.
Uh-huh. But Canary is the only Dan Camp or French, you know, Sardina. Canary is the only house. Mm-hmm. And we used to rent it, I think $11 or $12 a month or something like that.
And when you say it was the best, it was made out of
wood.
Made out of wood.
Mm-hmm. Well, it wasn't real bad barrack, you know. It was okay, you know, regular house. But then it was sort of barrack like, you know, individual house, but stuff. And then there was a church, nice church, Christian church, and there was Bukyokai.
Close by.
Oh, yes. Well, within walking distance anyway, you know.
There were several groups of houses, and they all kind of looked the same. They were all Japanese living there.
There was about three grocery stores and a few restaurants. One post office, one fire engine, you know, fire station. And then my kids used to go to school, grammar school. And then after a week, we used to go to Nihongakko. Bukyokai had one, and then Christian church had one. Well, I went to the Christian church.
So, you were the oldest in the family. And can you remember very much before you started school? Well, I guess you were, you know, up until age 6, you must have spoken Japanese.
Oh, yes, We spoke only about Japanese at the time, you know, until we got to school.
We went to elementary school. And so at home, you were the oldest. Do you remember, your mother stayed home. Do you remember what your mother would do mostly during the day then? Take care of the children?
You know, no washing machine those days, so you had to wash by hand. So wash and keep the house.
How big was the house? Was,
Two bedrooms.
So the four children were in one room?
Yes,
And then?
Oh, yes.
Mother and father in the other bedroom. And can you, do you remember anything about what the inside of the house looked like? You said there was no washing machine, right?
And, it's not like the regular house now, you know. It was, called, you know, homemade closet, and bed is all, you know, the old ones,
middle
ones, and real old, you know, icebox was regular ice, mm-hmm. huh, those mm-hmm. days.
19 and 1912, so...
Icemen used to come around.
Mm-hmm.
Icemen used to come around, he was Mr. Onishi, I think. But the milkman used to come around every day.
Mm-hmm.
That was Mr. Fred Wada.
Mr. Wada, who has this store? Oh,
is that right? He used to be a milkman.
Oh.
He was in Terminal for a while.
Uh-huh. Did you have any kind of yard or anything?
What, just a little?
Uh-huh.
Little bit, just a little bit. Oh, it wasn't like here.
Mm-hmm.
No. In the back, it was Japanese style back. You had to use the wood.
Was that good and you had to make fire?
Fire and wood.
Mm-hmm. When you used to use the bath, was it, you take a bath every night?
Yes, but you know, we had to share the bath
uh-huh.
with the next door, you know.
Uh-huh.
There was one bath room in the center.
Oh,
toilet is separate,
uh-huh.
but then bath we had to share it next door.
With your next door.
And a big tub, a big tub is it, I don't know, huh,
uh-huh.
a box, you know, and then bottom, you put fire.
Uh-huh. So how would you decide whose turn it was? You just...
Well, kids also jump in.
Kids first?
Dude, we used to play in the bath. It was so big, you know. And 3-4 kids used to go in.
So the people, the families would build the bath and
mm-hmm.
so the women would start the fire and the kids would go in
mm-hmm. Well, men folks is not home. They're fishing.
Uh-huh.
See?
Because usually the men would go first.
Oh, men's not home. So... And then, like washing,
mm-hmm.
you know, like some people used to boil sheets and things from at the outside,
mm-hmm.
make fire. Real old fashioned, you know. Come, you know, think about now.
How would you fill the tub?
Water.
The water, where was the water?
Running water.
Oh, we have running water.
So it's a great big tub, and 3-4 could get in. See. And then there's one cannery, Southern California, you didn't carry up. They used to have a whole barrack used to have one bathtub, you know. So real big, like swimming pool.
For the workers.
Not everybody.
Uh-huh.
And everybody one bathroom and one big bathtub.
Even like a public bath?
Mm-hmm.
And men and women together? Or
separate, they said, separate. Yeah, separate.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. So your neighbors are very close. Do you remember your neighbors next door? They...
I have, you know, half house,
mm-hmm.
like duplex.
Mm-hmm.
And, one side is another Higashi family, which was partner with my father, fishing.
Not a
relative? No. But they came from the same town,
uh-huh.
though, in Japan.
Uh-huh.
They had 4 kids.
So the women would see each other every day?
Oh, yes. Washing, everything.
They were two together?
Oh, yeah.
And take care of each other's children?
Yes, that's Mrs. Higashi used to go cannery.
Oh, she used
and
to
so work. My mother used to watch, you know, the children. Four,
oh. Oh, so then you were very close and you would play, mostly you would play with all the children in the neighborhood? Or?
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. We were, that Mrs. Sato,
uh-huh.
her name used to be Nakasaki. Nakasaki. Her and Chizuru Nakaji, there's a girl in Long Beach,
uh-huh.
And me. We were real good friends. Same grade,
uh-huh.
same Nihongako, and same church, you know. And so we used to play every day.
This is when you're like Before you even went to school? Like
yes,
four and five?
And four and five, and until I went to Japan. We played every day, you know. And we used to go weekend play with Pan. And build house and things like that on Pan. And then we used to play. And then sometimes we go to each other's house and play. We play every day.
You used to play each other's house. Do you remember other things you used to play? With things you play with?
Well, we didn't have much toys. Mm-hmm. Huh. To make dolls and, you know, paper dolls and things like that. But we didn't have any toys.
did your
mother
give you, you know, chores that you had to do?
No.
No?
But my mother got sick when I was about 6th grade. And so I had to make breakfast for my brothers and, you know, things like that. But then she got well, so.
So, but before that, she used to do everything?
We didn't do anything.
And father, you said your father usually was coming home late. What were his hours that he would leave?
No set hour.
No set hour.
He's just bad, you know. Sometimes he will go out for 2-3 days and don't come back.
He would be out.
Or sometimes week. When there's no fish, they don't come back.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see. And then, fishing is like seasonal, right? Does he fish all year round?
All year round. And, sometimes he used to go to Mexico fishing on the big boat. You know, I guess 12 or 13 people get them on board and go. He don't come back for months.
Mm-hmm. So your mother, she wouldn't know? She would just know when he left, maybe he won't come back for a long time.
You know, those no radio those days, so they won't know until they come back, huh?
So who do you think managed the house? The
mother.
She took care of the money, bought things and...
They have to, huh? Because father's not. It was a real awful life, you know, with the father. Most of the time, no father, huh?
So, do you feel most of the one who would talk to you and discipline your children?
Mother.
So, how much freedom did you have to move around before you started school? You could just walk or anywhere around.
Oh, yes. You know, you didn't even have to lock the door when you know, a house is just empty, nobody's there, but then they don't lock the door.
So the kids, if they would go wandering off to the town or to that store, nobody would really worry about them?
No. It was really a quiet, you know, nice town. But then... No more. 1948, around 1940, it got bad though.
Right before the war.
Mm-hmm. Well, not bad, but then, you know, it was different.
You mean you had to be more careful?
Uh-huh.
Oh, why do you think that was?
Well, a lot of outsiders came in. Uh-huh. That's right, yeah.
So let's see, right about 5 years old, you had to start school? And so
kindergarten.
The school was, you had to take the ferry?
No. The grammar school was walking distance.
Uh-huh.
Oh, about two blocks. Uh-huh. 2-3 blocks from my house.
And
it's all about 2-3 blocks from my
house. And was there anyone in grammar school?
There was only about 10 Hakujins, huh?
In all of the
areas? Most is Canadian officer and all kids, you know. And teacher liked the Japanese. Oh, Hakujin. We had one Chinese teacher, Miss Chang, you know. She was real nice. She's living in Santa Barbara now. I see her sometimes.
Oh, is that right?
And then kindergarten, Miss Burbank, you know. She taught until almost before the war.
Miss Burbank. So, when you went to school, do you remember how big the class was? Like?
You know, like those days, A1, B1, you know, half a semester, I think they used to divide the school, huh? And so A1 and B1 used to be together, I mean, about 40. 40, not 50, 40, you know, something like that. Some class used to be together, third grade and fourth grade.
So when you went to school, you knew everybody that was in
school. Oh, yes, uh-huh. And we didn't take lunch. We used to come home to eat, everybody.
Mm-hmm. But was this in school, when you started school, you had to speak English?
Well, learn.
Oh,
did you learn? We learned, yeah, man.
You didn't really know any English until you started school?
No. Mother and father speak me Hongo, mm-hmm. So, huh? And then when you go to store, they speak me Hongo, huh? Mm-hmm. Every place you go, they're on Hongo, so you don't have to speak English.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't it hard for the teacher to make
you? I think so. Miss Burbank, he had a hard time.
Uh-huh.
Thinking that the kids, they don't know English, yeah, so.
She did
this thing happen? No, but toward the end she did. She knew a lot of words, uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, kids want to go sit and like that. See, everything like that. She knows.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, uh-huh.
She had to learn.
Oh, she had to learn, huh.
But, how was it? Do you remember
being
really difficult to learn English?
No. Learn right away.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And so pretty soon in the class, everyone is speaking
mm-hmm.
English.
But when you see next time, you have got
the
next. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. The principal name is Mrs. Wadidale. And she loved Nihonjin. And I think she was principal until almost before the war.
Mm-hmm.
And she did love for Japanese.
Mm-hmm. What kind of things did you need?
You know, help, poor family. Mm-hmm. Like she bought clothes for, you know, the poor family and help. I think she was well off in the family, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And so she helped all different ways.
Mm-hmm.
And she even went to Japan. That was 1933 or 1932. She was invited from the Japan government, mm-hmm. and she went to Japan.
Invited because of what?
Uh huh. Oh, when somebody gets sick, she's there.
Mm-hmm.
She goes over and help, and really nice principal.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember your mother being very involved with the school?
Yes, uh-huh. She was in Haha no Kai, and, well, PTA, huh? Uh-huh.
Well, do you remember most of the mothers being involved?
Well, no. Certain family, yeah, because mother's working, huh, most of mm-hmm. them, you know, like Carrie, the boat comes in at midnight, and then they'll unload the fish, huh? Then midnight, they have to go work, woman.
Mm-hmm.
See, they have to cut it and everything, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So they have to go, so, you know, no time to show.
Mm-hmm.
So certain, certain people used to be involved in the school.
Mm-hmm.
My mother wasn't working, so she was always Nihonga kona haha no kai and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
She was active, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What kind of things did the haha no kai, what kind of things did the group do? raise money for the school and help get different students?
I don't think so. Not like now.
Help.
Just help.
Help Did she speak in English?
She did.
My
mother went to school before she got married.
Mm-hmm. I thought that she was
My aunt, Tikwe Kamek, she was in terminal and she decided to go to school. So she went to Pasadena.
Mm-hmm.
And she worked at Pasadena. They own a bookstore at Long Beach and all over, you know, this family. And she worked, well, schoolgirl for 13 years. And she went to Chinook,
the art school.
She graduated the art school. And then she got married.
Mm-hmm.
My mother didn't go, you know, that far. But then she went to school.
Mm-hmm. So, and then you said you went to Japanese school too, right?
Mm-hmm.
That was every day after regular school. And so, most all of your friends?
Everybody used to go.
Yeah, the Buddhist Christian.
Most Christian, yeah, those days now. Yeah.
Most of the Christians. Mm-hmm. What was, what do you remember about Japanese school?
Oh, we used to learn. Really? Hoji and katakana, hiragana. Now, they don't teach katakana, huh? It's not hiragana.
Well, they do teach katakana.
Oh, yeah? But katakana, hiragana, hoji. You know, so when I went to Japan, I knew. Teacher put me in fourth grade when I went, you know. But I skipped to sixth right away,
A lot of kids, people, when you talk to them later, they say they didn't like Japanese school. They hated to go.
we just had to go.
But did you like them?
I liked it.
You did?
Teacher was he's here at Orange County. I think he's retired. His name was Yamamoto.
The Japanese school.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes people say that the Japanese school teachers were so strict.
They were.
Was Mr. Yamamoto
strict?
Yeah,
huh?
They used to hit the kids, right? When you did something wrong, no?
I don't. Maybe boys.
Boys.
Uh-huh.
They must have been a good student.
You know, even those days, Christian group used to come from Japan,
uh-huh.
You know, big group. They used to have a conference and thing at church.
Uh-huh.
We used to make speech, you think?
Ohanashikai
and things. Yeah, Christian people used to come from Japan all the time. That's 1920-something, huh?
Did you have Ohanashika? Did you have Undokai?
Oh, yes, Undokai. And, you know, like this Chinese method, Miss Chang,
mm-hmm.
used to take us to her home and stay at weekends.
Where did she live?
San Pedro. And we used to go over and stay over every weekend.
Every weekend? Every weekend she'd take a few kids?
A few kids, and every weekend.
Just to, she didn't have any children of her
own? No, she wasn't married.
Oh, I see.
And Miss Burbank, too, to take her kids to her home and let them. We used to go beat and things like that from my teacher's home.
Mm-hmm.
They're real nice, huh?
And so you had Japanese school and you had regular elementary school. So I guess you sound like you were involved in both of them. Your teacher at the elementary school took your places, and then you wouldn't say you spent maybe more time with one school or the other school?
Well, grammar school.
Grammar school.
those days they used to have a riding contest in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm. For grammar school.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They don't have it now, huh?
Yeah, you don't hear
then,
that.
Then, you know, one or two students come from each class mm-hmm. and then come, you know. I remember, I think, I don't know where it was, but they used to come. And they didn't come to see you, no? And, you know, Nihonjin daka ga good in writing. Not good, but, you know, they're pretty good in writing, de shou?
Mm-hmm.
Compared to Hakujin. Yeah, compared to Hakujin. So, we used to win.
Didn't you enter the contest?
Mm-hmm. And, well, this principal used to bring us to Los Angeles. I don't know where, but we used to dance. Nihon yugi, you know, Nihon odori.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to come all the time for Nihonji
mm-hmm.
and dance at, I think, YMCA or, you know, some kind of club, mm-hmm. that kind of music. Principal used to have their own car, another car or something. You know, nobody had a car in Terminal. Just few families, just two or three families.
Well, I guess it's okay.
So she used to hire a car, you know, and we used to come and dance